This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The latest transcripts from closed-door testimony in the House impeachment inquiry ties U.S. President Donald Trump more closely to the allegation that he held up military aid to Ukraine in exchange for investigations of his political rivals. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
Former National Security aide Tim Morrison told lawmakers Ambassador Gordon Sondland informed a senior Ukrainian official that U.S. military aid might be freed up if Ukraine's top prosecutor would go to the mic and announce that he was opening the Burisma investigation. Burisma is the Ukrainian gas company where former Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter served on the board. Morrison says Sondland also told him he was discussing the Ukraine matters directly with President Trump. Morrison's testimony contradicted much of what Sondland told congressional investigators, and Sondland later amended his testimony. Both are scheduled to testify publicly this week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Police launched a late-night operation Sunday to try to move about 200 protesters out of a university campus in Hong Kong. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
It's a place of learning that's become a fortress against the police. And Hong Kong's Polytechnic University is now at the center of dramatic and violent scenes. It's the last of five campuses to remain occupied by protesters. On Sunday, they fired arrows and hurled petrol bombs from the rooftops of the barricaded university, while police used tear gas and water cannon. Protesters are using the university in Hong Kong's Kowloon district as a base to block the Cross Harbour Tunnel. And as clashes spread into the evening, police were trying to clear crowds from a bridge above that tunnel, though a police truck was forced to retreat after a petrol bomb set it ablaze.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. For more news, go to voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. The U.S. and South Korea